We are back with Heidi Hills. Hi, Heidi.
Hello.
Thanks for coming back.
Absolutely.
Heidi Hills is a life and health coach, and her business is Healthy Habits for Me. So I have a treat for you today. Heidi's going to share with us after these
messages. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I was going to say. I should have said
after
that.
These messages.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
All right, so our awkward dating moment today is brought to you by Heidi herself. Okay, Heidi, share us your awkward dating moment.
So when I was in high school, I went to a girls' choice dance. I asked a friend. We were buddies. And I always thought he was really cute. So I was like, sure, we'll go to the dance. So we go to the dance, and there's balloons laying around. He shoves the balloons up his shirt like he has these big boobs, and he thinks it's absolutely hilarious. And I didn't find it funny at all. I think it's hilarious now.
Back then, you didn't.
But then I did not. And then he wouldn't even take him out for the pictures.
What? Oh my goodness.
Oh. Okay, then yeah, here's the kicker. This is my husband today.
Oh, wow.
Needless to say, though, after that, I was like, dude, I'm not. He's too weird for me. I'm not even going
really?
There. Yeah. And
how did he redeem himself?
Well, we didn't meet up again till we were like, I was 22 and he was 23. Like,
where
and
he
we
matured
started,
a little bit and wasn't sticking and balloons up his shirt.
Exactly. But you know what? Now I'm like, that's so his personality.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's so funny. And so I think it's funny now.
Yeah.
But I did not find it funny then.
Oh, that is
so
a great story.
It was just one of those things. I'm like, okay, you're kind of weird.
Yeah. Awkward at the time, but now it's okay.
Absolutely.
Now you
Absolutely.
Ask him to do it. I'm just kidding.
I know, right? I need to feel like if you do that again. Oh, shoot. Yes.
Okay. Yep. All right. We will get into the questions. I wanted to talk about what you teach about self-care. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want to kind of go into this because I know you had a couple questions about self-care and self-love, what that means to me, and then even some advice as far as giving somebody who's maybe struggling to love themselves.
Yes.
I love talking about this stuff.
Okay,
good. This is so exciting. So self-care and self-love. Thinking about this, what I want to do is actually distinguish between both of them right now for you. So self-care, this encompasses all the things that we do for ourselves. Anything we do for ourselves physically, mentally, spiritually, all of these different things, emotionally, right?
Just taking care
taking
of ourselves.
Taking care of ourselves. Okay. Now self-love, this is the desire to promote well-being for ourselves. So it's really cool because a lot of people will put those things together, but they're technically a little bit different, but they're so interrelated. So quite often we get confused with self-love and self-care, and we tend to think it's selfish, right? We think that that is selfish.
Yeah.
How dare you take time for yourself?
Yeah, no kidding. We have to give and give and give to everyone else.
Exactly. So I totally was the same way. Okay, so you probably remember the cliche example of the airplane safety and putting on your mask before helping others. Okay, so I remember doing a lot of flying in my 20s and hearing the stewardess be saying this. And every single time she'd say, if the masks come down, make sure you put yours on first and then help your neighbors. And I remember thinking every single time, how ridiculous and rude are we? We're supposed to help
I
other
people.
I thought
the same thing. I thought, I'm not that selfish.
Exactly. Exactly. And I didn't understand the importance of self-love and self-care at that time, right? I mean, I thought I did. But every time I heard that, I was like, that's so rotten.
Yeah.
You can't do that. So I also these days like to call this like, so instead of putting our mask on, I call it filling our cup.
Okay.
So I want you to think about a cup and if it's empty. right? So yes. Thinking about it, or if it's filled. Now, I have a couple questions for you. In fact, as your audience, I want them to think about these questions and their answers, but I think we're going to play along right here, right?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so how often are you engaged in making sure the needs of others around you, you know, your coworkers, your family, mm-hmm. you know, anybody around you, that their needs are met, yet you neglect your own?
Oh, very, very often. It's only been a couple years since I've realized that that is not selfish to take care of myself, mm-hmm. that it's important. I have less children in my home, and so I have more extra time, I guess. So I have been doing things for me.
Good.
A little at a time.
Good. That's so good that you're recognizing that, because mm-hmm. so often as women, we don't recognize that we need to do that. So mm-hmm. that is perfect. And on that, we think about how empathetic we are towards others. You know, mm-hmm. like, oh, this person needs this. This person needs yes. this. And we're busy making sure that everybody's good. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to think about, over these past couple of years, it's getting better. But let's uh-huh. kind of go before that.
Okay. Like, when I had little kids at home.
When you had little kids at home. How often did you really think of showing that same empathy, love, and care to yourself?
Probably never.
Right.
No. Because I didn't have time. I think about, though, when I had little kids at home, going back to how often I took care of myself, and I didn't, but I remember also just being exhausted all the time and feeling like I was pulled in 8 different directions because I have 7 children and I had a husband then. And I just felt like there was nothing left at the end of the day because I did not take time for me.
Right. And that's exactly what happens. I love that you said that. Like, you're like, I didn't have time. Mm-hmm. I was being pulled in every direction because that's how we feel.
And it made me ornery.
Yes.
And then I was ornery for my kids.
Exactly. And then you're not the mom that you want to be. You're not the woman you want to be because you're being stretched. Mm-hmm. Okay. So perfect. So I'm going to pose one more question to you. No, not one more. I've got 2 more. Another question.
Okay.
So why is self-love and self-care important to you?
Well, I did learn the hard way that if I take care of myself, the self-care, if I can take care of myself and fill my cup, like you say, mm-hmm. then I have something to give to everyone else while I'm in a good mood.
Instead
of totally drained. I just remember thinking, it is so not fair that everybody's mood reflects mine and I have to be happy all the time and I don't feel like it because I didn't take care of myself. So right. Self-care is very important to me. Self-love is also something that I have recently discovered. I hope that people, and I'm 51, I'm almost 52. I wish I would have learned it a long, long time ago. It's so important. It changes you in every way.
It does. It's so powerful. Yeah. And that's, people need to understand that.
Like, that's
we
right.
want you to understand that. It's so powerful.
Yes.
Because think about it. So when we develop self-love mm-hmm. and we offer ourselves self-care, then we learn our strengths.
Yes.
We also understand that nobody is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we value, like you said, you value yourself more. We value ourselves. And as a result, we start picking up good habits. We start getting better habits that help us maintain that positive mind and body.
Mm-hmm.
And helps us with connection. So now we're on to the last question for
you.
And I want to take this just a little bit further. Why is self-love and offering self-care to you mm-hmm. important, not only to you, but for those around you?
That is a great, great question and a great thing to think about. Like I said, if I take care of myself, then I can show up for others, my family, or even coworkers, friends, and everything like that. But also, it helps me be the best me I can be. What I've learned through my discovering myself and loving myself is I have accepted what I like. There are things I like, and that's great. They're what I like. So it helps me to be the best me I can be, like I said. And then those who are listening who are in the dating scene, you can be the best you and you'll attract someone who appreciates that or who is their best self.
Exactly. Oh, I love that so much. You're recognizing that all these people depend on you, all mm-hmm. these people around you, right? Mm-hmm. Depend on you. And the list goes on and on. So yes, taking it back to filling our cup, the oxygen mask. So mm-hmm. if we don't put our own oxygen mask on first, you're helping somebody else. Well, mm-hmm. then you don't have any air and you're knocked out on the floor. You're no good to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with filling our cup.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that cup full? Do you have it half full? Do you have it empty? Where are you? Can you pour? Mm-hmm. Just like you said, I was stretched thin. I didn't have anything to give anybody else. So when we can take
Where time, were you in my life back then? You were probably just barely born.
Not quite then. Okay, come on. Let's see. Maybe how many years? What, you're almost 52?
You're 8 years. Teenager.
I was, yeah. I didn't have it figured out yet either.
Oh, darn.
Yes, exactly. So you've got to fill your cup. So I'm going to be really honest. You hit the nose on the nail when you said, I didn't have time to do anything for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you have so much on your plate. So trying to do self-care for yourself might feel like an added responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing I've got to do on my to-do list.
Yeah, that's how I would have felt.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Instead of looking at it as self-care is another task on your to-do list,
mm-hmm.
let's look at it as a precursor to your to-do list.
Oh.
So it's
the number one thing to do.
Yes. It's the number one thing. It's before you do everything else, because if you do this for yourself, this small amount of effort to fill your cup, how much better are you going to be for the rest of mm-hmm. everybody else?
Yeah.
So don't think of it as another thing on your to-do list. Think of it as, if I do this, mm-hmm. I'm going to be able to do all of these other things on my to-do list.
Are there specific things that you would suggest to do, or is it just the intentional movement? Do you suggest giving yourself a pedicure, or just things like
anything,
things that you like to do?
Anything that you want to do, anything that you deem is important for you and it's giving you self-care. Movement is, for me personally, my big self-care, but that might not be the next person's biggest part where they get self-care. It might mm-hmm. be that they give themselves a pedicure. Heck, mm-hmm. I love pedicures too. Why not? Right?
Yeah. What if I wanted to binge watch Gilmore Girls for like 13 hours?
Maybe
probably
like,
not every
maybe
day.
Maybe like an hour or something. I don't know.
Go overboard.
Exactly.
Don't love yourself that much.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No, love yourself, but you know, that's not a very good thing either.
It's not. I'm just kidding.
But yes, just finding little things. It can honestly be, I'm going to just take 5 minutes. Say you're a coffee drinker. I'm going to mm-hmm. drink my coffee and I am going to sit here intentionally and just enjoy my peace and quiet.
Yeah. So I like that.
So we think they have to be big intentional things, but they don't. They don't have to be. In fact, today I want to give you a simple action step to help create more self-love, because we talked about earlier how mm-hmm. what if you don't really feel like you have self-love? What is something that you
yes,
can do?
Yes, perfect. Good.
So I want to give you just a little tip today. Simple action steps are key, right? To
okay.
getting us to
mm-hmm.
do things. And we want to create more self-love through this self-care exercise.
Okay.
And what it is you're going to tell yourself, I am power statements. I am statements are the best thing ever.
Wow, I love them too.
For our self-love,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We tell ourselves or think things of so much negativity throughout the day
mm-hmm.
that we've got to counter that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for one negative thing, it's got to be countered more. So what we need to do is simply be telling ourselves something like, pick three things every single day. They can be the same. They can be different. Just tell
mm-hmm.
yourself, I am beautiful. I am courageous. I am enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am
amazing.
The list goes on and on. One thing I always tell myself, we actually do this every day on the way to school with my kids.
Okay.
And we take turns. And I always have them say, I am a son of God.
Mm-hmm.
I am a daughter of God, or whatever it is, because that in itself is super powerful
mm-hmm.
for me and my faith.
And it connects you to the higher power.
Exactly.
If that's what you believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. As long as that's something that you believe, find whatever it is that you connect with,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, in the universe, and go with it.
Yeah.
I hope you can now say to yourself, I am
my power word, standing in my power stance.
Yes.
I am Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman.
There you go. You get that power stance. And yes, absolutely. Tell yourself this every morning when you wake up. every night before you go to bed, throughout the day, whatever, whenever. Mm-hmm. And then you can do it, might just be in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Say it out loud, it's even more powerful.
Yeah.
And then you can say it in the mirror and it's even more powerful. Or say it with somebody else and have them do it. Like I said, we do it every day going to, when I take
yes.
kids to school.
And eventually you and will believe
you
it.
You believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's powerful. So I just want to end with that self-care and self-love is not selfish.
Perfect.
It's essential.
Yes, yes. I agree. All right. Thanks, Heidi, for all of your knowledge. You have so much good advice. And I appreciate all the good advice that I've received. But I'm sure other people would love to know, how does somebody find you and possibly work with you?
Right. So you can find me. I have a website. It's just healthyhabitsforme.com. So
okay.
You can find me there. Through that, you can schedule a free Healthy Habits for Me discovery session. So to seeing if we're a good match to mm-hmm. work together, if that's something that you want.
Okay.
I also have Healthy Habits for Me just on Instagram, Facebook, you
oh,
know.
Perfect.
So yeah. So there's
awesome.
A
and
couple
they can
options.
Just they can just DM you if they want to if they want to
totally can.
Connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for being on. It's been so much fun, and we'll have to think of other things that we can do together.
Yes.
So exactly. We can have more episodes.
Heck yeah.
So there you have it. Start creating those healthy habits, which will help you feel better physically, mentally, and emotionally. And that way you'll be able to show up as your best self while you're dating and looking for friendship or looking for the one. So happy, healthy dating.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.